was of Hilchos Brachos Shebesuda, the blessings in the meal, and we're up to chapters 174. We're up to subsection 9. So he says now like this: Vafilu Yain Habo Lifnehem La'acha Shekvar Moshchu Yudeim Min Hapas. Even if you bring wine before the people, they had finished already the meal from the bread. They have already withdrawn from eating bread. They're finished with the bread, and now you bring them wine. He says, "Ein tzorich levorich achrov." You still will not have to make an after bracha for the wine, even though before we said other stuff. If you have once the meal is over and you're having like a separate meal from other stuff, then you need a separate bracha shon, bracha achron, because it has nothing to do with the meal. But it's not the same thing with wine. Even though that we don't count the wine as part of the meal, because you know, the meal is finished and you would have to make a bur priya gofen. You know, before you drink the wine, you have to make a bur priya gofen. But no after bracha is required for the wine. And the reason is, because wine is considered something that supports the heart, which means like food, it really fills you. And it would be fitting really for wine to make the entire grace after meal, the full three blessings, as we do after bread. That would be fitting to do that, just like you do after bread. But since people don't usually set their meal just on wine, they have other things as well, it's not something that you set your meal on, the wine. Daila b'mein gimel, that's sufficient if you do the main gimel, which means the ala gefen, which is of the three blessings. Avol k'shesei b'suda shel keva. But when you drink wine within a meal, in which is a set meal, which is with the bread, shikviyas l'achila, which is setting for eating, harizu kviyas l'shtiyah. So then we say that's setting up time for drinking. You know, so now this is a full set because you're within a meal which you set for eating. So this is for drinking. V'nifta birchas hamazon afilu l'chatchila, and you're exempt with the birchas hamazon even to beginning. So basically, the birchas hamazon is the right after blessing for wine, not ala gefen, because in this standing and when it's you're sitting eating it during the meal, that's considered to be like a satisfying, and the bracha of benching all the brachas is the proper benching. Abel shar mashkin, but when we talk about other drinks, after you finish the meal, after you have withdrawn from the bread, so you're going to drink other drinks besides wine, they would require an after blessing. He says later on in chapter 177, and over there in Sivav, he's going to explain whether it's applicable in our countries, this halacha of after the meal, because here we're saying like you're splitting the meal into two, like you have the meal and then the meal is over, you didn't bench yet, and now you're starting to do these drinks. It's a whole other thing. He's going to discuss there whether it's applicable in our days or not, you know, because we don't really actually practice that in practice. We don't think that we have something like that, that in the middle of the meal, like you have another meal and you make all the brachas before and after. Right. We don't do that.
Because I've been to people's homes when after the meal, an aperitif is offered, like a liqueur.
But,
like a coffee liqueur.
Okay, so that would you make, but it's not like a separate meal.
No. It didn't play the meal. Dessert drink.
Okay, so but we already learned before that for drinks you don't make a bracha within the meal at all. Besides, Yain Sarve had a little question over there, but generally speaking, drinks you would not make a bracha within the meal. As far as hard drinks, so he says over there it would depend what you're drinking it for. Over there it says what you're drinking it for. If it's to warm up the to the chametz sumka, as we discussed that earlier in Siv Gimel. Now he says, "V'abbi yimehim." So even in those days in which there was like a separate, where they did have like a separate meal within the meal, or they finished with a meal and then they went to do something else, they did not require a blessing before on the wine that comes after the meal, before the benching. Why? Because that would be exempt with the bracha of the wine that he made before the meal. So if he's talking about it, he drank wine before the meal, he made a bird prayer goffin. So even though the wine itself is considered like a new setting, but still, they would not require a bracha d'shena because it was exempt. For the bracha imoy b'daitei, oz lishtes gamachar asud, if he had in mind before the meal to drink after the meal, or afilu b'stami shabbos yontif, or even if it's shabbos yontif, where you make the kiddush, even though you didn't have the in mind, that's sort of in your mind by itself. Or yemakoz or yem shenichnas lemerchatz. Those days they had the day that they would let their bloodletting, or it's a day that you would go into the bath. It was the whole system over there. At that time, we say shestam kolam darke lekvoyz v'dosal yom biyomelu. Those days, a person would set his meal on wine. I guess it was some medicine. It was some kind of a healing over there. Ab b'koyim v'sheinam yain motzu kol kach, even in places where wine is not so common. But in those cases, Shabbos, Yontev, these special days that a person, people would use wine that was used as a medicine. So, if you don't know that you had in mind or not, so we say, no, you probably were having in mind to drink the wine. So the bracha you made before the meal can go for afterward. It's not a new, you didn't change your mind. Unless you know by yourself that nimlach, unless you know for sure that you changed your mind. But bestam, without knowing, we say, no, the bracha that you made before goes for the wine that's in the meal. So that is if you made the bracha before. Okay, so again, the after bracha we said for the wine you don't have to make. That's for sure, because that goes with the bar prayer, with the benching. The bracha before the wine that you drink at that point. So he says in those days they didn't have to make a bracha. If you drank wine before the meal and you had the mind to drink, then you would not have to make a bracha for that wine that you're going to drink now within the meal, because you already were yoytze with the bracha made before, and it's not called changing your mind, even if you didn't have special kavona that you're going to drink later on. But if you didn't make a bracha on wine before the meal, but within the meal you had wine and you made a bracha on the wine, like we said, for wine in the middle of the meal you make a bracha, that would not exempt, without specifically having in mind, the wine that comes at the end of the meal. Unless you had in mind specifically to exempt it. Because the wine that you drink in the meal, its drinking is considered an inferior drinking. That is not coming to really drink. Just to soak, sort of, to have the food go down, soak in your stomach, in your intestines. They did not have the custom to drink a lot, just a little, just to soak down the food. But the wine that you drink in the end, that's coming for the drink. You want to drink wine. And it's not by justice, wouldn't be right, that the lesser important drinking of wine, which is just made to settle your stomach, should exempt the more important, the wine that you're drinking at the end of the meal. So therefore, unless you have specifically in kavana, it does not exempt that. But But now, the tradition is we don't really give up from the bread until we're going to bench, actually. There's no like two separate things that we finish the meal and then we're starting the drinks. You know, your meal is going on until you bench. You still have your meal the whole time. So then, also the wine that is you drink after you finish the meal, you're drinking wine, it also is coming to soak the food because it's still part of the meal. That would be exempt with the wine that you make within the meal because it's not considered to be a more better wine because it's all part of the meal and they're all coming to soak the down. So rinse it off, sort of thing. But he says there's sometimes great meals, like by a wedding. So then you finish the bread. They bring in a Venice table, something like that. Where you prepare a table with kind of treats, sweets, and you set up to drink, you know, you have drinks and things like that before the benching. Then the wine does not exempt with the wine that you made in the meal, because this is a whole nother drinking. Unless you had a mind to exempt it, but by itself, you are not going to exempt that wine that you're going to drink at this new big party. But we're talking about other drinks. Then other drinks, you don't make a bracha roll. This is only about wine that you have to make a separate bracha. You don't make a bracha. Just like you don't have to make a bracha for other things that come because of the meal. That you bring after the meal. Because they are exempt with bracha v'amoytzi because of the reason explained earlier in... He sends it to Sachem Simukot and Tess. Ulukam Simukot and Tess Yuzayin. Avo bimekoyma shein darkom lekvoyesh sti achar asuda koyin brichas amozen. But in places, okay, so he says for other drinks, you don't make a bracha when you come in the end of the meal. But I thought it says over here, let's see. All right, we'll look it up later, but okay, but he says here you're not going to make a bracha anyways. In places where they don't have the tradition, the way is they don't set themselves up to drink after the meal before benching in the great sudas, in large meals. After shayisin yamik mara suda, even though they will drink wine at the end of the meal, when they eat like the trees, they'll drink some wine. Because since they're not set to drink, then you don't have to go ahead and make a bracha again. That's considered part of the meal. And to begin with, he had in mind to exempt that also in the middle of the meal. So basically, you will not have to make another bar pri hagafen, unless it's like a totally big thing, then you would make a bracha. This is only talking about wine that's after the suda. But whatever he drinks within the meal, that's sufficient with one bracha. In all cases, he'll be stam, even stam without having specifically in mind to drink anything else. During the same meal, you don't have to make a separate bar pragofen. Unless he knows that he changed his mind, he didn't have in mind. Now all of a sudden they're bringing in more wine, then you'd have to make a bracha because you didn't have it in mind. So basically, by us, in which the tradition is, if you made a bracha once during the meal for wine, you would not have to make another bracha. And if you made a meal before the meal, depending on what kind of a meals they are, we can assume that you had in mind, depending on your makosa, if it's Shabbos and Yom Tov, all the details is a lot.